Hey, I'm Lydia Isnanto, and this is Dreampreneurs Chat. It's a show where I chat with dream chasers all around the world who make their passion their paycheck and loving the risk they took and the job they do. On this show, Grace Clapham, the co-founder of The Change School, shared her own story of her greatest pain that has become her greatest change. Driven by purpose, passion, and innovation, Grace considers herself a changepreneur. For a self-made woman like Hey you guys, listeners, thank you for tuning in to Dreampreneurs Chat Show. And today I'm glad to introduce to all of you one of my lovely friends, Grace Clapham, award-winning entrepreneur, brand and transformation strategist, and community and ecosystem builder. She is also a third culture kid born in Jakarta, Indonesia, and have been living in Asia for nearly 20 years. With her passion to inspire young entrepreneurs and individuals to take action and make a change no matter how big or small the action is. And she loves to travel and meet new people, especially the kick-ass entrepreneurs and change makers. Right, Grace?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. So, Grace, I think a lot of us want to know more about you and what is your business and what is your achievement so far?
I wear multiple hats. So, you know, I like to say I'm a bit of a multi-hyphenate because for me, it's not about just building one business. It's about building an ecosystem. I think I like to say I create and develop communities, experiences, and businesses that foster connection with oneself and the communities around them and the world around them. So that's really on a broad scale, but, you know, like you shared, I do have community building. I work with women who want to launch their own business on a coaching level. I work with brands looking to come into the region under Agent Grace. And also, you know, I guess the one that most people know me for now is the Change School with my partner in crime, Salonia.
Yeah.
And you know her as well.
Absolutely.
She and I started the Change School in 2013, and that is a school for self-transformation and positive transformation around key pivotal moments, both for individuals and organizations, key pivotal moments that people or organizations are going through with regards to transformation. So we really help people embrace change, navigate change, and thrive in change through various things, such as we have an online course, which is a 5-week immersive online course to help people make their bold career move. And that's called Confidently Create Your Bold Career Move. And we also have a change planner that we sell on Amazon. And then we also run, you know, programs, bespoke programs, workshops, or retreats for organizations as well. So it's quite a mix of different experiences. I love building communities. I love working with individuals on a one-to-one level, on a one-to-many level, and enabling them to live unapologetically themselves. And really design their lives or their communities to help them thrive in life and work.
What inspires your passion?
I always find the word passion and purpose can be such big words, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
And it can be sometimes overwhelming for people when we think of like that one passion, because I have multiple passions, right? And I'm sure
right.
you do too, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
So, for me, I think it started more that I out of a need. Mm-hmm. So I was running, you know, my company Agent Grace full time, and I think okay, let's take a step back a little bit first. So two big moments for me that I realized when I look back on my experience were deaths, and deaths that caused or triggered me to relook at the way I am living. And the first was in 2007 or 6 with my grandmother, who was, you know, pretty much like my second mother. And I realized actually at that time I'd been working for this company, and it really just triggered me to reassess what I was doing. That's when I first started to think about what do I really want? What do I enjoy? You know, because growing up, I thought I wanted to be a diplomat, and I'm very far from being a diplomat today.
Well, you have that skill and talent, though. You're a good speaker.
So that was what I thought I wanted to do when I was growing up. And then actually the second death was, for those of you know that may have heard some of our stories, was in 2011 when my father passed away. And so I realized actually that looking back, these deaths were the ones that allowed me to reconnect with what drives me, what motivates me, right? What I was missing in the work or in the things that I was doing and what I needed in order to fill my cup and fill myself. And, you know, I think for me, it's a mixture of things. One is being around other people, right? I love creating spaces and I love creating experiences, whether it's for my friends or whether it's for the communities that I build or the programs that I design, you know, or the team that I work with or that I lead, those sort of things. I just love that connection because it's about working with other people. That's probably one thing. The other for me is, you know, showcasing or enabling and empowering local talent on global levels. Because coming from this side of the world and being half Asian and half Western, I think so much of what I saw growing up was always from the West. And for me, when I moved back to Singapore, it was about there is so much beauty, so much talent, so much, you know, creativity from this part of the world, and why isn't that being shown? So that was another area of interest for me. And then the other was very much around the space of women, right? Or, you know, diversity and inclusion, not just on a gender level, but on a cultural level. So I think that inspired me to do what I do, right? Because building communities across the region, such as Secret Women's Business, you know, and other communities allowed people to share and transfer information and knowledge. So long answer, you know, around what my passions are, how I found it. I think death triggered really the start of me to uncover what my passions were. But I have so many passions. However, like I said, I think it's about, you know, helping people confidently move in their own direction, being unapologetically themselves, right? Embracing their culture and connecting with others and, you know, being able to work across the regions or the globe. And my passions are creating experiences, right? And enabling people. I think that's really my big passion. It's hard to say one particular thing.
So Grace, maybe you can share to us like how many business that, you know, like you're currently managing?
Only two.
Two? Okay. The Chain School and
The Chain School and Agent Grace. And okay. Under Agent Grace, it's really, you know, that's where I do strategic advisory. That's where I work with brands coming into the market. But I also have just launched my own personal website because I thought it was about time to do that. And that is really encompassing the work that I do when I coach women who want to move from corporate employer to badass boss.
Yes.
So that's kind of
awesome. I like that word, badass boss. So how long have you been having this business? Like 10 years? Total or more than that?
Yeah, so 2010 or 2009, I officially opened Agent Grace with another partner in crime. And yeah, so it's been going since then. I mean, definitely there have been challenges. And, you know, I also built communities under sort of that brand. There's been definitely, I think almost 9 years now. It's 2018. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. What is the challenge right now after 9 years? I mean, you're not considering as a startup anymore. Like you're not in the midst of finding the courage to start. I mean, you have passed through all those things. So what are the challenges that you probably, you know, like right now is still struggling, you know, or the challenges that the most challenges that you have in the past 9 years that you have overcome as well?
Stay right there and we will be right back.
I still see myself as a startup or ourselves as a startup, you know. So Agent Grace started in a very different direction. It was mainly wholesaling fashion brands and working with travel and lifestyle and PR and marketing and new market entrance. And it sort of shifted over time. It shifted to be something that was more aligned with myself and my values. And the change goal has also shifted, right? So I think, you know, that constant change and that constant changing of myself and the businesses makes us still a startup, right, in that way. I mean, we've been around for a while, but it doesn't mean that we're anywhere where we want to be. You know, I think for Agent Grace, it's very much now, you know, a small sort of, it wasn't what we launched in 2009, right? And for the Change School, we started with retreats, and now we're not running retreats at this year or last year. We haven't. It doesn't mean it's not on the cards. I think the challenges, you know, on that side of things has just been on both businesses is sometimes you lose motivation and sometimes you lose mojo, right? You are your own boss and it can be exhausting.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I can relate to that.
You know, yeah. And sometimes you have so much energy.
Yes.
And depending on what type of a person you are, but I'm such a ideas person, but I also love creating and getting things out. And I guess like Seth Godin says, shipping it, right? That sometimes I'm shipping it and shipping it. And then I need to take a step back. So, and sometimes I just, honestly, sometimes I don't feel like doing anything, right? And I think that's okay too. You know, so motivation and mojo, sometimes having that, especially when you work solo. The other challenge is for the Change School, we got very much caught up in like needing to raise funds, needing to, you know, grow and scale the business. But in that startup world, you know, that's great for certain types of businesses. But for us at the Change School, you know, I think we realized that wasn't necessarily the direction we wanted to go into. And, you know, we would like to build it organically and profit first, right? And that is very hard for businesses to do. We can all build startups, use VC money if we get it, et cetera. But how do you build a business that is profit first, right? So that and build a business that's going to be around for 50 years, 100 years, no matter how many times that business changes. But I want a business that's going to be around for the long haul. You know, I don't want to be a 3-year exit business, a 5-year exit business. We are here to create long-lasting change, whether that means we need to work 10 jobs, right, or 20 jobs to do what we want to do. I think we're going to get there on that way. So I think, you know, sometimes getting caught up with what is happening in that space that drives you, your business into a slightly different direction than what you want. And when you don't have money, you know, I think that's like, you're not getting paid a paycheck. You are your own boss, right? So when things don't come in, you're like, I don't know whether I can survive this anymore. I think that has been the biggest challenge as well is, you know, I wish if I could do things differently, I would have maintained a full-time job and started my businesses on the side.
I think I left Singapore 3 years ago. I still keep in touch with you girls.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still remember that in what you are doing. And it's great. It's really like helping a lot of people, especially women and communities. It's still money is a challenge even until now, and I think I can totally relate with that, with my constant doing business for the past 15 years. And so, yeah. Grace, it is hard, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's over-celebritized entrepreneurship.
So then, what keeps you going until now? Oh, one more thing. One more challenge is you are a mom. You are.
Oh yeah.
You
oh,
are
gosh,
a mom. Yeah, you have one extra challenge. And so then, what keeps you going now?
Actually, that was one of the biggest challenges in the last year. So I have a 17-month, almost 18-month, and I struggled with my first 6 months with her because, unfortunately, she had an accident. And so that caused more stress. And we were also, you know, at that time fundraising. So being a mom and running your own business, and living in Singapore was a challenge. You know, and we had no help as most other people here do. And thankfully we do now, but definitely, how to juggle that is another thing. But yeah, I guess what keeps me going You know, so many things. Like when my father passed, I realized that I need to do work that fills me in different ways. And, you know, there's one is definitely the communities that I'm a part of and that I have helped to lead or build. The other is at the Change School when we see people having this impact. So we've worked with over 1,500 students across the years, right? And also multiple businesses. But something that we realize is the impact we see, whether it's really small or really big, is something transformational, right? And I think what keeps us going is that. The other is seeing the huge need for it. And, you know, now that we've built an online course, enables us to reach more people. So, and what keeps me going is knowing that, you know, there's always another day, right? And, you know, that there's, if all else fails, there's so many things I could do, right? I mean, I think it's just not being fearful of it's not even failing, but if, I mean, you know, if you decide to do something else differently, that's fine. I think just having the courage and confidence to move forward and really creating impact in every aspect of my life, whether it's within my family, whether it's within the communities that I run, or whether it's within the with the people or women that I work with. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think I can witness to that because I've been in one of your sessions in the Change School. I think I'm honored to be a part and see, and I can see how genuine both of you really put all of your efforts, and it's not just giving a program or you know, paperwork, but you guys with all of your emotions, with all your hearts, get to know everybody and helping everyone that is involved. And even until now, I mean, you're still like, you know, you're still like keep in touch with us, you know, some of us.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, this is, yeah. I mean, this is like, I mean, the relationship, that's really make a huge difference. And of course, like whatever you guys have shared, a different speaker in the Change School, that also helps. But beyond that is your real relationship that also give us a sense of belonging and communities that, hey, I'm not alone here, you know, and I'm not the only one that is fighting without money right now to start something or, you know, to start what I have passion and a dream. Yeah, so I think that's a great motivation.
Oh, thanks, Lydia.
Yeah.
It was so good to have you there. And, like, I'm so happy to see you, you know, doing what you're doing today on the other side of the world.
So then, Grace, what can you give advice for dreampreneurs, especially those maybe, I must say, maybe mompreneurs right now? I mean, there's so many women that have many passion and, you know, even in the midst of chasing their dreams, but also they juggle with their kids and thinking to give up a lot of times and lost themselves, you know, or those things. Like, so what advice that you can give for dreampreneurs like them?
You know, I think a big one is to be selfish. You know, I think for me that's really to be badassly selfish.
Yeah, I like that.
You know, because like it's in order, you need to love yourself first before you can love others, right? You need to take care of yourself first before you can take care of others. And you know, it doesn't mean that there isn't give and take. But I think as a mother, you know, it's always hard because you're giving your time to your child. And, you know, I was very adamant that I would not lose my identity when I had my daughter. I knew it was going to change me, but I wasn't going to change and lose myself because I'd seen too many women do that, including my mother. And, you know, I think the other thing is something that I used to get such flack for when I was, you know, maybe the last few, I don't know, however, 10 years or so. But it's just to own who you are, right? And just to, like, I mean, I think this term is unfortunately right now, like, trending. But I feel it's about being unapologetically and authentically yourself. And, you know, just owning it with as long as you're not hurting people. Right? And the more you do that, the more self-worth you will have and the more confidence will be there without having, you know, ego that's bad, right? But it's like, how do you always look at building more awareness around yourself? Because that will be your inner compass, and that will help guide you in whatever direction the wind takes you, right? And the more that we know ourselves and the more that we are aware of ourselves and living ourselves authentically, right? And be okay with change, because everyone's biggest fear is like, but I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, or I want to be in control. And I think those are the things. So they all kind of go together, right? It's like being selfish, taking care of yourself, so self-care, being unapologetically yourself and having that confidence to live authentically. And three is be okay with change, because the road is never linear, right? And it's a constantly shifting, squiggly line. And I think we just need to know that there are some things in our control and some things that aren't in our control.
That's really good. Thank you so much, Grace, to share. I mean, oh my God, like this is, I miss you.
Oh, thanks, Lydia. I'm so glad. I know. You know, we have not seen each other on video for a really long time, right? So we've been on Facebook and things, but it's so great. Thanks so much for having me, and really thanks so much for doing this and creating this, Dreampreneurs podcast.
Yeah, I mean, of course, I'm inspired so much by the change maker like you.
Oh, thanks.
So, Grace, then can you share with the listeners out there who want to find you and who want to know more about the Change School, where can they find you?
Yeah, so you can head to facebook.com/the Change School. We have a free Facebook group for career shifters. If you want. So there's about 600 plus people in there, and you know, that's one area. Instagram, we're just at thechangeschool.com. If you want to connect with me personally, you can find me on LinkedIn. I'm just under Grace Clapham. Otherwise, you can head to www.graceclapham.com. And yeah, I love to connect with anyone out there, either moving through some type of life transition or career change, and always interested to hear from you guys.
So thank you so much, listeners. Until next time, keep stay tuned in our next Dreampreneur show. Bye.
For a self-made woman like me.
This podcast is available on iTunes and other major podcast platforms. If you like this show, please subscribe and give your rating and review on iTunes. That means a lot to help the show keep going. You can also watch the video podcast series at youtube.com/LydiaIsnanto. See you on the next brand new chat. Until then, remember to share your story with someone, because you never know how one sentence of your life story could inspire others to rewrite their own.